Welcome to the Sophia Chang Show. So I was at a 50th birthday party yesterday, and I can tell you, if you have never partied with drunk Gen Xers, you better bring an energy drink. I am lying on the couch right now, broadcasting to you from an exhausted vegetative state. There was a moment when we were singing New York, New York, and I started doing the Rockettes kick with somebody else in their 40s. The oldest person in the room, I want to say maybe 80. I mean, you just don't ask women these questions, but I'm going to say 80, got up and started matching us kick for kick. But actually, she went a little bit higher inflexibility wise. I swear, if the song had not ended, she would be high kicking to this minute. Good God, I sound like a mouth breather. I'm not, although I did finally start CPAP therapy this year. I will probably do an episode about this because you could die. You could die. So I've actually saved somebody's life by basically being like, you snore so goddamn loud that none of us are sleeping. I got a goiter, okay? I grew a goiter. It wasn't really a goiter. It's what we call it. It's a little bump on, like, probably swollen lymph nodes in my early 30s because I was sleeping next to somebody whose sleep apnea is so bad that we were saying that if he was in that Squid Games reality series, they would find him dead in the morning because somebody would snuff him out. Probably me. Okay, I'm bobbed up, and I went for a walk. Ever since I've had this apnea, my nose has been chronically stuffed. If you know how to fix this, you need to save me. Say, help a sister out, please. Please, because otherwise you're going to be stuck with mouth breathing episodes. Good God. But anyway, you're here for digital minimalism and a slight touch of unasked for sharing of my life as it careens towards middle age. It's going to get worse. It's going to be more gout, less sexy partying, other than the 50th karaoke birthday, by the way, I have been invited to birthday party part two. That was just part one. I have been invited to part two, at which the birthday boy, the half a century old boy, has told me that he's going to be so drunk he will not remember it, and that his karaoke system costs $6,000. That is why you need to... This is why getting older is so much better. You have the money for a $6,000 karaoke system. It's going to be amazing. I'm going to sound like Donald Duck the next day. It gets better, people. I always feel like I'm a little bit late making these updates. I'm only 2 months late this time, unlike last year where it was like December 31st. And I pretty much needed to make some episode just so I had something for 2022. I love this update because I am such a Cal Newport acolyte. In fact, this year I started listening to his podcast. It's chock-a-block full of very useful, not just information, but links to other studies, you know, very science-based, very evidence-based, all the good things that you want in life, right? You kind of want the opposite of all your feelings are true and all your beliefs are true. Like that's going to lead you that's the fast road to depression. What you want is to like get in touch with reality. And I feel like his podcast does that. And he's also he's funny. He's pretty funny. I kind of miss that kind of white guy Ivy League humor that I came up in. I don't have any of that in my life. I've gotten rid of all males in my life except for the one in my house that I can't get rid of. I'm working on it, though. See the Squid Game snuffing out? So his podcast is called Deep Questions because what he's about goes beyond digital minimalism. The whole point of the minimalism is so you can live a deeper life and do deeper work. It's more fulfilling. You have less anxiety, less depression. It's life the way it was supposed to be before social media, you know, took on a whole life of its own. And my goal is to become so rich and successful that Cal Newport has me on his podcast. Because you need to be a big shot to be on there. No peanuts, no randos. Like, you have to be a big deal. And I want to be on there because, so here's the catch 22. I want to be on there because I want to know, how does a colored woman who's disabled and chronically ill and has really limited everything, how do I implement a lot of these deep life, deep work things? I mean, I think I already am, but some of the stuff he says, right, it's just so privileged. Like, I remember telling my friends, I was just like, oh, you're supposed to do this. And she was like, wow, that sounds really great. So lucky for like these able-bodied, privileged white guys, isn't it? And I'm like, yes, it is. And I wish I was like that, right? So I want to sit him down and I don't want to just like send him a question and hope that he picks it up for his Q&A. I want to have an actual dialogue with him because I really feel like if he was able to broaden his reach beyond people who are tenured professors with really good jobs, lots of money, lots of job security, and a wife to raise your three children for you, how do the rest of us, you know, achieve this? And I feel like if he can answer that, it would broaden both the scope and the efficacy of what he's trying to accomplish. Now, here's where the catch-22 comes in. I feel like I need to be able to implement the strategies that he's propagating in order to attain the level of success that I need in order to be invited onto his show. However, if I've already attained that success, I don't need him to broaden the scope. I don't need him to answer those questions because I will have attained that privileged state already myself. So it's this catch-22 where it's like, I feel like I need to do these things in order to attain that success, in order to talk to him, to find out how to do these things to attain that success. So I don't know. We'll see, you know. And also, if I reach that point where I am so successful that I can, like, be the female colored Cal Newport, then we don't need to talk to Cal Newport anymore. I'll just tell you guys, my faithful listeners, how to get there without being Cal Newport. So anyway, I'm still aiming for this goal to take my private jet to Cal Newport, to his headquarters. I have no idea what his headquarters look like. I know it's not like a Brandon Sanderson $40 million writing dungeon, but I too hope that one day I will have the Sophia Chang headquarters. It's probably going to be like lavender. I really like that color. I want to point out the significance of devoting a third of this episode's time to somebody else's podcast. Longtime listeners will know that I don't listen to any podcasts. I listen to like maybe two regularly because I hate most people's voices. Longtime listeners know this, not new listeners, because I have taken down, yes, I have taken down those episodes where I am talking about how people's voices are just awful. Fear not, I will one day be baller enough to say whatever the fuck I want while female. Oh, yes. Yes, that is the dream, isn't it? To be able to speak with impunity, even while having two X chromosomes. Today's not that day, but I can see, I can almost taste it. I think that's the thing that I don't want to say I miss it because I would rather not be at rock bottom. But when I first started this podcast, I had nothing. I had nothing. Like, I was so sick and so disabled and just, I was blind. I could barely walk. I mean, it was just, I was suicidally depressed. Like, I had nothing. I literally had nothing, no career, none of my faculties. And I thought that that was it. So when I started this, I literally was like, well, I have no friends and nothing else going on in my life, so I'm just going to start talking. I was talking into the void, and I just said whatever I wanted because I had nothing left to lose. And that changed over time, you know, that changed. And it's like, the more you have, the more muzzled you get. And I hate that about society. And I'm going to bring this all around. Why am I talking about that? I'm bringing this all around. So the thing about social media, like once you stop it, right, there's that point at which you stop it and your timelines diverge. I'm branching off on one end. Yeah, yes, little shout out to Loki. So once these timelines diverge, the people who are still on social media and who are younger and younger are getting more and more brainwashed, and I'm getting more and more scared. You know, and there are further longitudinal studies now that it's been a few decades since my generation first started doing age sex checks in the chat rooms. And what these studies are showing are not anything that's surprising, right? Yes, the social media is causing greater depression and anxiety. It's proven. We all know this. But do we really? Because nobody seems to care or be doing anything about it. And Cal Newport, some of the other white dudes whose Substacks I just recently subscribed to, like, we all call for it's the dude from Dan Height, that's his name. He and his co-writer who did The Coddling of the American Mind. It was an Atlantic essay, a long essay that became a book, I think in 2018. So I subscribed to his Substack and some other dude that, like, he links to a lot, you know, the whole bro gang, but, like, they all call for legislation that says we need to raise the age of getting on the internet from age 13, which is what happened in 1998. That was the legislation set decades ago, to back when we didn't know what the internet would become. And we need to change that to 16 or 18. I would prefer to like 45, but that's just me, which means I'm not even allowed on the internet, which is great. I would love that. That would be fantastic. Do you know how much I would get done? But you know, I digress. I'm not the king of the universe yet. Again, not baller yet, but I will be on Cal Newport's podcast. I know you guys are just like, what the hell is wrong with you, you fascist commie? I will tell you what's wrong. What's wrong is I don't like society going down in flames. I actually give a fuck about that. It bothers me big time. Even though I'm in the second half of my life and my lifespan has been shrunken just a bit by my disease, there's still a lot of decades to go. And this is not the society that I really care to live in, but it is the one that I'm living in. And so, you know, I do what I can, but it feels like I don't have a lot of pull right now. You know, I can tell you these are terrible times. There are lots of links out there. If you go to John Height, not Dan, John Height is his name. Yeah, it's whatever. White guys named John, Dan. Why do you all have to use the same fucking name? So anyway, they've posted a lot of links to these studies. They've done their own studies, right? Because they're all, these are all professors, right? At top universities in our country. And they've been using data sets that are quite robust. And they share data sets with a lot of other social scientists and researchers. You know, so it's out there for you if you want to see it. I will do my best to put what I can into the show notes, but I feel like I'm notorious for saying, I'm going to put it in the show notes, and then I don't. I will really try. I will really try. I'm so tired today that, like, I get mad when I even have to get off from the couch just to pee. But I'm mostly mad when I have to pee. I'm mostly mad when I have to pee, burp, sneeze, sleep, eat, like do anything that like interrupts me, my deep work. You see how dedicated I am, Cal? But yeah, there's a lot of, I mean, I'm not like alone in my fear of what's happening. But I do feel that when I'm alone in the kind of general populace, like if you look around, and even just yesterday at that birthday party, right, there were teens there, and they spent the entire time, instead of socializing with each other, they were on their individual phones, which is it makes me want to, it makes me feel like violently angry that's what's going on. You know, I could never imagine growing up like that. I could never imagine like that level of rudeness. Like I could never imagine not interacting with somebody and just like looking at my phone instead of talking to somebody when I'm sitting right next to, like, it is so rude. It is just so rude. It is so rude. And so it's like, I'm angry that that's what's acceptable now. And I'm terrified of the implications that this has for this generation, then the one that's coming up, and for the future. But I will leave you with one positive ray of hope. This is a guest post on John Haidt's Substack by Freya India. And it is called "Algorithms Hijacked My Generation. I'm Scared for Gen Alpha." And it's written by a Zoomer I got a lot of Zoomer listeners on Spotify. I don't know why. Oh, yeah, it's the frat boy. I keep forgetting. But I don't know why they keep listening, because all I do is like bash social media and what it's, I don't know. She is one of you. So you can listen to somebody who is below the age of what you guys think is old. So under the age of 22. And, you know, not the dronings of a lady too old to, like, hang with 80-year-old rocket kickers, you know. So Freya India, she writes a lot about, like, anti-fragility. So there you have it. I've gone a little bit deeper into the digital minimalism this year, simply because I have more evidence-based research. And I think it's just one of those typical trajectories where you discover something for yourself, and it works, you implement it, and then you start telling everybody about it, and then you start talking about it in a wider and wider circle, and then you're just like, you just start evangelizing, you're just proselytizing on and on and on, right? Then you have your own cult, and then that's how the millions are made. That's how I'm going to become successful. That's all we've got today. Don't forget to vote on the poll. There's a poll today. The question is, what's your excuse for staying on social media? I also have a Q&A up so that you can let me know what you want to hear next. I will record it. And, you know, I can't promise that it's going to help your life. In fact, it might actually make it worse. But you'll never get those 15 minutes back. But hey, what are you doing anyway? You're just scrolling, right? You're just doom scrolling. So this is better than that. In that case, you know what? I'm saving your life too. Get a CPAP, get tested for sleep apnea, and ask me a question. Listen to this podcast instead of doom scrolling. These are your two. This is it. I think I've reached Cal Newport levels of expediency here. This is how to improve your life in two easy steps. I can't thank you enough for listening to this, and I am especially overwhelmed with gratitude for those of you who've actually written me amazing emails. You really went out of your way to track me down. That was not easy. That meant the world to me. This is really for you, since no one else is actually listening to this. And if any of it at all made you feel less alone, or like you could relate to something, or at least it just gave you a laugh for 5 seconds out of our otherwise difficult lives, I would so appreciate if you could help me by giving a 5-star review on iTunes, if you could share this episode or any other one with your friends. I'm on like 9 different platforms, so I'd love for you to subscribe. There will be more content coming up in the future very soon. Thanks so much for sticking with me.